in the review, I read the claim that you make quantum indeterminacy responsible for a basis for such an inspiration.
Yes. In the Vatican series, which has just been finished, there were three possible bases for this kind of channel of revelation discussed. One was top-down action, which Arthur Peacock suggests. One is the indeterminacy in chaos theory, which John Polkinghorne supports. And one is the use of quantum indeterminacy, which I support together with Thomas Tracy and Nancy Murphy, Bob Russell. And the point about this is the following. What we know is, from a scientific viewpoint, what happens at the micro level is not determinate. Now, scientists take this and make this an ontological thing. They say there's an ontological uncertainty. Nobody can know this. But what we would say is, from a theological viewpoint, it's not an ontological uncertainty at all. God knows what happens and can influence it. It appears to humans to be an ontological uncertainty because they don't know the hidden variables, they have no access. But actually that's a mistake. They're mistaking ontological with epistemological. It's really an epistemological uncertainty because they don't know all the variables concerned. And so we then say that there is a possibility of such a channel of revelation through quantum uncertainty, provided one does not go along with the physicists who say that quantum uncertainty is ontological. In other words, nobody knows what the future is, including God. From our viewpoint, you would say, of course God knows what the future is and can choose what that future will be. And then you get a completely consistent picture, which is not contradicted by any present-day physics, compatible with all present-day physics. It's in some ways an uncomfortable picture, but it's a perfectly logical, coherent picture. It makes sense.
So you have mentioned the concept of hidden variables. That
yes.
means that you would agree with Bohm that the universe at least is a determined whole. Because then I have problems to integrate the concept of free will and kenosis. At least at the moment, there seems to me a certain inconsistency.
I go slightly further than Nancy Murphy. In my view, it's the variables that could be included in quantum uncertainty is not only the consciousness of God, it's also the consciousness of people, in which case we get around your problem there. In other words, I would see two hidden variables at work, or a big variable, consciousness, which includes the consciousness of God and the consciousness of people. So the quantum uncertainty is not ontological, it's epistemological. Consciousness, from my view, would be able to select the outcomes of quantum measurement, which physics is unable to do. Physics can't do it because it can't relate to those variables, can't measure those variables. And in that case, there is no problem of the kind you say. Nancy Murphy takes the other view. She believes that there is a logical concept of free will in which you don't take this route, in which the brain is working in a way where quantum uncertainty doesn't matter. This is an ongoing debate. But my view and your view can be perfectly consistent, in which the unknown variables is consciousness. Consciousness is a real variable. This is now a dualism position, which is very unfashionable, but that's too bad. And that is able to affect the outcome of quantum measurements. And then everything fits together with a lot of things we don't know, but there certainly is freedom for God to act and for consciousness to be causally effective in a way which... So in other words, I'm saying quantum uncertainty allows freedom not merely for God to act, but for people to act.